August 18, 1928. Pains in the faeta drops, and one reaches the point of snatching them. Example: how the truths about the divine will are divine lives, and are all in waiting to perform their office. I was doing my usual round in the works of redemption, and pausing now at one pain, now at another, which Jesus and the celestial queen had suffered, I thought to myself, who knows how their hearts must have been drowned in their pains, and not little pains, the Virgin, reaching the point of sacrificing her own son, and the son, his own life. And my sweet Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, my daughter, since the divine fire reigned in me and in my mother, we comprehended what doing and suffering an act in it meant, and the great good that we acquired. So, in view of this great gain, the pain seemed small to us, like a drop of water within the immense sea. And in order to make more gains, we longed for more occasions of works and of pains, because there is no pain, not even the sacrifice of one's own life, that can equal a gain so great through an act done in my divine will. We found ourselves in the condition of a person who is offered the good of the work, even though it is tiring, the profit is so great, that he would lay his life down to have the occasion of other similar works. In fact, in the face of the great gains, the pains are longed for, yearned for, and one reaches the point of snatching them. If with the work of one day one could earn a kingdom, rendering himself and all of his fatherland happy, who would not do that work of one day? Even though for me and for the celestial lady the fatherland was already ours, we were more than happy, because one who possesses the divine fiat is not subject to any unhappiness. Everything was ours, however, since our works and pains and our divine volition served for the purchase of the kingdom for the human family, and each additional pain doubled their rights over a gain so great, out of love for them and to see them happy we felt glorious, victorious, that the day of our life down here be filled with pains and works for their sake. And not only for this, that is, for the good of creatures, but because operating in the fiat gives the divine volition the field to operate, and by operating in it, it is heavens that run in that act, it is suns that one encloses, it is immense goods that spring forth, in sum, it is that divine fiat which can do everything and possesses everything. Then, I continued my abandonment in the supreme volition, and I was thinking about the many truths that my beloved good, Jesus, has told me about the fiat. And he, sighing, added, my daughter, for as many truths as I have manifested to you about my will, so many divine lives of my will have I put out for the good of creatures. Now, these lives exist, and are so many as to be able to fill the whole world with life of divine will, and to bring the good they contain into the midst of creatures. But since they are not known, they live hidden, inactive, without bringing the good that each truth possesses. They are all in waiting, waiting with divine patience for those who would open the doors to let them out. This will be done by those who will occupy themselves with making known to the world that these lives exist. And by opening the doors to them, they will place them on their way into the midst of creatures, so that each of them may perform its office, and hold out the light and the good it possesses. In fact, now these truths have feet, but cannot walk, hands, but cannot operate, a mouth, but cannot speak. What account will I not ask of those who keep so many lives inactive? Look at them, my daughter, how they are all in the act of wanting to walk, to operate, to speak. But since they do not make them known, it is as if they had no feet, hands and voice. I looked, and, oh, how touching it was to see the number of these lives, which was so great that I could not count them, all in the act of wanting to move, to speak and to bend down over each creature, so as to hold out their hands to them, let them hear their lesson, and offer to them the kiss and the good of the divine fiat.